It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. The fact that the demand for locally produced food exceeds the supply is a good problem for many of Iowa's farmers, but that doesn't mean it's not still a serious challenge. One of the businesses that can't keep up with customer demand is Kelowna Supernatural. It's a small company based in Kelowna that sells organic dairy products, and they've turned to Kickstarter in an effort to increase supply. Phil Forbes is here with me. He's a farm liaison for Kelowna Supernatural and board president for Maryland Farms. Hello, Phil.
Hello. Good to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here today. And first of all, describe the problem, the thing that is keeping Kelowna Supernatural from increasing supply by the amount that customers seem to want.
Well, from what we're experiencing, organic dairy in particular is on a trajectory that's completely beyond anything we would ever imagine. A couple years ago, I would say that we were fairly, and this is a dairy term, fairly balanced. What came in went out, and we kept up with demand. Now we're seeing, and this is just our opinion, quite a change in consumer behavior and knowledge about food. People care and are going towards what they perceive as healthy food out there, organic dairy in particular. This, for instance, our sales last year were up 40%. And I can tell you right now, there's only so much organic dairy in the country. There's only so much. There's only so much in Kelowna. And so when supply exceeds demand, what do you do? We have looked at different ways of trying to increase it. I can tell you that for a dairy farm to convert to organic, it takes 3 years. That's a lifetime in dairy. Can be very expensive. The farmer doesn't necessarily want a lot of risk. Is the market there? All those questions. So what we've tried to show and tried to communicate to our farmers is that the demand is out there. How can they increase? We're doing a couple things, which is to encourage conventional farmers to transition. However, we need milk right now.
Right. And do you have farmers that are in that transitional phase?
We do. But I will tell you this, Kelowna Supernatural focuses on small dairy farmers with average herd size of 30 to 35 cows. That's very unique in the industry. I can tell you that when you pull up a truck to a dairy farm, logistically speaking, it's best to load a full truck than to pick up 30 cows. So if our sales are up 40%, how do you increase at the level that we need to meet the demand that's out there? So what we've tried to do in the short term is do something out of the box. So this is out of the box to increase the supply maybe in the next year. And so with that, organic dairy regulations stipulate so much pasture per cow for 120 days during the growing season. So right there, that's a limiting factor for organic dairy. Cows have to be on pasture. They have to have so much pasture in their diet. It's tracked. It's inspected. It's looked at.
And does that pasture land have to be organically certified, too?
It does.
Okay.
It
so does. You need organically certified pasture land.
Yes. So is that out there? Well, there is. Maryland Farms does have 800 acres of certified organic land that we're converting to pasture. With that, we saw an opportunity for the local Kelowna, especially the Kelowna farms, dairy farms, to take their young stock. Now, that's one thing, a point I need to make. All dairy cows, not the bull, all dairy cows must have access to pasture. Typically, two-thirds of the dairy herd is non-milk producing. They're young, a year old, 2 years old. They still need that pasture in Kelowna. Very much like Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, land is at a premium. There's only so much. There's only so much pasture. What can we do? So if we can take two-thirds of that herd, of each organic dairy farmer's herd, off their home pasture, put that on certified organic pasture somewhere else, it allows for that farmer to increase his milking herd. that's how we get more milk. That's how we can provide more Kelowna Supernatural products.
So where would the cows come from that would increase the milking herd? If they have these non-producing cattle, I understand moving them somewhere else so you have more land that you can devote to the producing cattle, but where do those cattle come from?
What we provide at Kelowna Supernatural, I am in particular in connection with many organic dairy producers in the Midwest. There's always organic dairy cows to be had. However, you need a place for them to go if you're going to buy. So it's not a problem to get them. They're there to be had. Do you have the pasture that can sustain them?
Okay, so the idea is that these farmers who are already involved with Kelowna Supernatural would move their non-producing cows to Maryland Farms. Yep. and put them on that pasture land so that they could have producing cattle, then buy more producing cattle, and they would be able to have them on the pasture land that they were already using. What's the problem?
The problem with doing that?
Right. You need fences.
I'm sorry. Yes, we absolutely. That's our solution to the problem, is to build fences that will allow us to then take those non-producing cows, graze them for the grazing season, allowing for capacity to be freed up for the local dairy farmers. And hopefully out of that, I know this can be done because I do it personally. I know this will increase the milk supply.
Okay. So that's where the Kickstarter campaign comes in. And the Kickstarter campaign is to raise money to build fences on Maryland farms.
That's correct. And we've had people ask us, why Kickstarter? Why don't you just pay for it yourself?
That was my next question.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been asked that question. I will tell you this. At 40% growth, we have exceeded our production capacity at Kelowna Supernatural by at least 100%. So in order to make that work, we are buying other properties, converting that to production facility. I can tell you organic dairy or any dairy plant in general sucks up capital so fast, so quickly that you just run out of it. So we're trying to figure out a way to be creative, innovative, and raise money to build these fences. In a way, it's not necessarily that much money, but you can look at it like a CSA. A CSA pulls in people who don't just buy the food, but sometimes they really help with capitalizing the farm. And somebody on Kickstarter can come and just pledge $1, or they can pledge $5. We're not asking for millions of dollars, although that would be wonderful. You don't have to pledge a lot, but in a way, it's a way to link our customer with what our product is, raise money innovatively, and we would show this as we progress. We want to have people connect locally with Kelowna. Sometimes it's really surprising to me. People don't even know it's there, Kelowna Supernatural. It's just south of Iowa City. We're all over the country. I actually got a text from a friend who was in Honolulu, and Kelowna Supernatural yogurt was in Whole Foods, and it's just amazing for that to make it to Honolulu, Hawaii. So it's out there. We really want to focus locally, though. I have to say this really helps. It helps a local farm, Maryland Farms. It for sure helps those Amish dairy farmers and helps Kelowna Supernatural grow for a product that's in demand.
So the Kickstarter campaign is for $20,000 to build fences. And in the video that you have to, of course, have a video that goes along with the Kickstarter campaign. And in the video, we do hear the voice of one of the Amish farmers that has an interest in this. So let's listen to that.
So we're limited to how many cows that we can have in our herds because of the size of the farms. And with the pasturing that's required and the crops we like to produce, It is an added benefit to have some grazing pasture available off the side from some organic farmers that don't milk cows. So we can take our heifers, our growing heifers or dry cows, and we can have those custom grazed at a different location and then and stretch our feed supply during the summertime.
All right. So Have you, you obviously have these relationships with all of these small farms that are in this area around Kelowna, a lot of Amish farms, a lot of Mennonite farms. Have you explained Kickstarter to them?
Well, we've tried to. It's pretty surprising with the Amish. They definitely have their own culture, and we support that 100%. They live their life how they would like to live it according to their religious values. That's great. They stay away from what I think, radio, TV, none of that. The phone's not in the house. They don't have electricity. However, they do hear things. And so in explaining to them how we're approaching this, I think the biggest thing that they like, and I would say this just almost for every dairy farmer that I have come in contact with, there's a real pride in what they do. And they're very proud that someone would actually like what they do. That makes them connected in a way I think that's very positive for what, not only what they're doing, but what we're doing. It's something that even locally, I would just say this about the local Iowa City, Kelowna area. People should be proud of it because we're a very small little fish in a large pond with large sharks swimming around, and we're doing something different that everybody benefits from.
All right. I want to include a caller in this conversation. Eric is on the line in Ames, and I'm sure this is a question you get quite a lot, Phil. Hi, Eric.
Hi. Yeah, I was just kind of curious. I mean, if somebody wanted to convert some land here in Iowa to this organic pasture, how would you go through the process? Can you utilize that land through that three-year conversion process in some other way to make money still on it? Do you have to be a dairy farmer to be the one that pastures somebody else's cattle on their land?
Very good question. What I've done, I would say this. The reason why we even got this idea is because I've done it personally. I have 60 acres myself, wondering what to do with it, highly erodible, not corn or soybean suited. I converted it to pasture and actually sold hay for 3 years as transitional hay. Couldn't be sold organic, but I did have a market for hay. And this is something, I would say this now, people are going to hate me for saying this, but I think most of Iowa should be grass, just because Iowa was grass before. And with that, with the rise of grass-fed products, organic dairy has a lot of a grass-fed component in it. This is something that we would highly encourage, and if people did convert, we would talk with them and help them find markets until they actually could go certified organic.
All right, Eric, thank you so much for that question. And if you do manage to build these fences, how do you move all these cattle around?
Maryland Farms will, this is the part that Maryland Farms kicks in. We then use electric interior fencing movable that moves, that allows the cows to concentrate in a certain area, and we move them every day. So that electric fence moves every day. It's all portable. And with that, you're able then to manage the grass. That's how you can use grassland. And it's how the buffalo did it. Use grassland and cows to increase fertility, but you do it with electric fencing.
All right. And that's why the fences are so expensive, I guess.
Right. That's correct.
All right. And how do you get the cows from all of these small farms to Maryland Farms?
The farmer hires a hauler to bring them to Maryland Farms, where we all group them all together and set them out as one big, large herd.
All right. And how do they get their cows back if they're all one large herd?
We have a sorting facility, and we make sure that each farmer brings cows with ear tags with numbers. So we keep track of all of that, sort them in the end, send them back to their original farmer.
Now, I think anybody listening can certainly agree that this is a very creative idea, a creative approach to this problem. You talked about it as kind of like a CSA, but on Kickstarter, you can't include coupons for your products. So people aren't actually getting Kelowna Supernatural products as a result of investing in this campaign, right?
They're getting other rewards. For different levels of involvement, you can get a T-shirt, you can get a tour, you can name a cow. My favorite part, naming a cow is fantastic. So out of it, we believe you can then have access to more Kelowna Supernatural products out in the marketplace. And I will say this, the organic dairy market is a pure market. When there's too much supply, price drops. When there's not enough, price goes up. That's why prices are high right now. Just increasing the organic dairy supply, I can tell you price will drop.
Okay. And the Kickstarter campaign, when I looked at it this morning, there's only about 3 days left, and you're less than halfway to your goal. What happens if you don't meet that goal?
If we don't meet this goal, we don't get the money. I would say this, out of this whole process has been a tremendous learning curve for us just to find out how it all works. We've felt the added publicity has been excellent. We certainly would like to hit our goal, but we'll see.
Do you have a backup plan?
Backup plan is to go back to the drawing board and think of some other very creative way to make this work.
And did you ever think that you would be a video spokesperson? I mean, you're
absolutely
in front
not.
Of the camera. And
no way.
All right. Phil, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much.
Phil Forbes is a farm liaison for Kelowna Supernatural. He's also board president for Maryland Farms, and he's also the spokesperson for this Kickstarter campaign, which is trying to raise money for fences on Maryland farms to increase the milk supply for Kelowna Supernatural products. Talk of Iowa is produced by Dennis Reese, Lindsay Moon, Emily Woodbury, and Clara Roth. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. We get production assistance from Julia Davis. You can get in touch with us anytime. Send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. We'd love to hear your responses to things that you've heard on the show. We would love to hear your suggestions for things that you would like to hear on the show. Again, our email address is talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. You can follow us on Twitter at IPR Talk. I'm on there as well at Charity Nebby, and many other people at Iowa Public Radio are also around on Twitter. You can look around for that. We'd love to hear from you. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.